Welcome to the Come Up, Top of Your Game. Today, I would like to talk to you about something that is dear to each and every one of our hearts. The key word in this topic today is heart. I would like to talk to you about a disease that is so high in our African American communities. 70% of black men are at high risk for this disease, and 50% of our black women are at high risk for this disease compared to other race. This disease is very, very dear to our heart because we have lost loved ones due to this. This disease is something that we cannot live without. If you have a heart, this disease is a part of you. Cardiovascular heart failure. Today, we would like to talk to you about how to lower stress level and live a long life. Joining me today is Mike Van Tool.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here. And we have a special guest host on our panel this morning.
Yes. Mike will give you a little bit more information about our special guest.
My business partner and principal associate broker, Shantae Mosby. Good morning. Welcome to the team this morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me. I am super excited to be here this morning.
Yes. And guys, Shantae has the most beautiful smile. She's always smiling. And
is a killer to begin with.
Yes, it is.
And so I think the major thing is to try to keep that stress off of you. And it's not necessarily something medical, but it's just part of it is the lifestyle. Yes, there is medical involved, but one way to lose half of it is the way you live and what you eat and drink and how you conduct yourself. You know, something as simple as getting enough sleep at night.
Yes, that is a major thing. Before I go to our guest.
That diet, that's number one. That's one of the top that, you know, that you just brought up. Diet is way at the top. Yeah. What do you think, Shantae?
Well, when I think about stress, I think about situations that people kind of harp on that they cannot change, honestly. Yeah. And I think that we have to learn how to let go of what we cannot change and focus more on the positive things that we have going on in our lives. And all of those things kind of impact how we eat, if we exercise, if we're getting enough sleep, because our brains are just like working overtime thinking about something that we ultimately sometimes have no control over. So what I like to do is when I'm thinking about something that I can't change, I journal a lot, I meditate. And then I kind of just allow it to do what it's going to do and move on to something that's kind of in my control. Keep myself busy in a positive aspect.
And that is great. I love that. That is very good. Because that's what we need to do as we internalize this thing of, you know, high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Because stress rises your high blood pressure. It causes other body failures to affect your body.
It depresses your immune system.
It does all that. It's amazing. Stress takes over your life and everything happened to you. You become diabetic. You have high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. You're having issues with your body. You're gaining weight because you're eating more. Mm-hmm. So we have to look at all that. And what you said is exactly what we should do.
Yeah.
I mean, in order to keep ourselves busy, doing a journal is so good.
Yeah.
Because what that does is you're writing out your problems on a paper and you're leaving it there.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I love that idea. I want to talk about how we laughing is good.
Laughing is great.
Yeah.
I mean, laughing is a great thing. I think exercising, laughing, meditation, going to get a massage, avoiding caffeine.
Wait a minute, I have my list, and you just hit a couple of things on my list. Massage, diet, yeah, those.
Does anybody have therapy and life coach?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Life coach, therapy, mm-hmm. avoiding caffeine. Do you guys know that caffeine can cause heart
even
problem?
Even though I'm drinking coffee right now, and so is Chantay, we're both drinking coffee, and this is not my first cup this morning either. Yeah. So that's on your list?
Yes. And
well, no, that's true, though.
That is true. And how to control high blood pressure. Do you guys know that? Alcohol plays a very...
Oh, that's on my list. Yep, I got it here. Very, alcohol, cigarettes. Yes.
Cigarettes, alcohol. Do you guys know how... Do you guys have any idea of what are some symptoms of high blood pressure? Because it's a silent killer, and sometimes people doesn't know or understand.
I'm not sure if there are any.
Yeah, well, I think headaches.
Yeah, headaches. Oh, really? Yeah, okay. Severe headaches.
Blurred vision.
Blurred vision is one. Dizziness.
Tiredness. Yeah. Fatigueness, I think is what it is.
Yeah.
Those are all the ones that I know.
Yeah, and also chest pain, they said difficult breathing.
Okay.
I looked this up on the medical website, anxiety. Mm. I didn't even know anxiety is a part of knowing that your blood pressure. Oh, yeah. But when you think about it, yes, because once you get anxious, your blood pressure rises and you know, it elevates. So
yeah, wow.
That is a part of high blood pressure.
You know, I have on here, don't put yourself into stressful situations. I know sometimes you go to a meeting. I get stressed out just knowing I'm headed to certain meetings.
Yes.
I went to a meeting this week, and I laughed in the meeting. It was a different type of a meeting, and I realized that I normally look to a meeting as a fearful moment and very stressful.
Yes.
So, you know, and then if you know somebody's going to piss you off or upset you, you might want to steer away from some of those people that cause you stress.
Yes.
You know, situations like meetings and people. If you can avoid certain meetings, if you know that it's going to be stressful, try to approach it differently. And do you really need to be there at that meeting? Is there somebody at the meeting that you don't, you know, those stressful situations you have to try to avoid. But
how do you control yourself, Mike, in that situation where whatever is going on within that meeting doesn't affect you mentally and disturb your peace?
I think it's if I joined an organization or something, is it really necessary for me to be there? Should I not have joined? You know, if I feel stressed out going there, maybe I don't need to be there. Maybe I need to join a different organization, different meeting. You know, just kind of put yourself in around people that in situations that don't cause that stress. And then if it does cause you stress, try to find out what it is and address it. Because if you don't, it's just going to keep going on and on. I had a situation the other day at an organization, and I found out that one of the people at the organization, you know, we were having some tension, and I had an option: either just keep it going and let it get worse and worse, or address it. So I called the person and said, hey, let's have regular conversations so that we are on the same page. And they agree with me.
Okay.
So you can address the issue straight on, and that's what I did.
Yes.
If I didn't do it, it would have been, you know.
Now, Chantay, you work for yourself, and you also work for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things, advice you can give for being a self-employed? Because, you know, some people...
Well, I would say organization and time management. But most of all, self-motivation. You definitely have to be able to motivate yourself on a daily basis. It's not easy because sometimes I get caught up in the, I don't feel like doing anything today. I don't have anybody like picking and prodding, but I have to think about tomorrow. So if I don't work today, I won't eat tomorrow. And so that's kind of always my reason to keep it moving.
And that can help, builds your control of stress.
As it relates to stress, I think I try not to focus on points of contention for too long. If I think about it, if I can figure out a solution in that moment, great. If I can't, then I'm going to move on to something. And if I keep moving, eventually something's going to click about that point of contention and give me a solution. You know, I'm a firm believer in God, so I always say God will drop a gem or he'll send someone to give me some advice that I didn't even ask for in due time. Sometimes things are there for a reason. We want it out the way because we're uncomfortable with that, but it's really not up to us to move that out the way. So if we focus on it for too long, you're gonna drive yourself crazy. You might as well move on or keep it moving is what I like to say. So just creating self boundaries for myself even.
So what are some things that we can do to help us lower stress better, or what are some things that we can share with our audience?
Well, I have some more on my list that we haven't.
Go right ahead, Mike.
I mentioned sleep. Somebody mentioned prayer already. Yes. Prayer and meditation. Having a hobby.
Yes.
You know, that my poetry is my hobby, and let me tell you, that has saved me over the years. While I was 32 years in banking, it was very stressful running your own branch, and one of the ways was I had a hobby. And I would write and recite poetry.
Okay.
Sports, bowling, skating, those type of things really do. You know, tennis, anything like that. Sex is a stress reliever.
Yes.
That helps. That has helped me one or two times over the.
Oh wow!
Over the years,
that's some deep information for us.
Yes, I'm being transparent.
Sex is a good part of stress relief.
Yes.
I mean, if you're married, yes. If you're not, you find
yourself in a ball of stress. Yes,
a whole new set of stress.
You be in a different
taking on
stress
the next
level.
Day. The next day is a whole new set of stress, right?
Yes. What else you have on your list, Mike, that you'd like to share?
Another one. See, I'm letting you know some of my secrets here.
No, you are telling the audience your secret.
Okay. This is just between me and you guys, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This is just between
a long hot bath. That's the other thing that saved me all these years. We talked about it on the show before.
Yes.
But I would wake up in the middle of the night while everybody in my house was sleeping, and I would run and get a hot bath, candles and everything, some music, and just really a time to meditate. And when I woke up the next morning, I'm like energetic, ready to go. Ready to, attack the world, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's it. So that's everything on my list.
Well, I'm going to share some of the things and then I'll have you share, Shani. So what I do to release stress, and I do it on a daily basis, I go work out. Workout is my thing. Because when you're working out, you're not thinking about anything that's going on within your life. You're just steady doing what you're trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to accomplish your heart rate to stay at a certain level, and that's what you're focusing. I do a lot of walking in the summertime, running, doing steers. That stuff really keeps me going. I'm always on the go, traveling. I love to travel. I used to love to bowl and go hit the golf ball, but I had to give that up due to some injuries, so I kind of feel like I need to find another activity.
Swimming on the beach,
swimming on the beach, yeah. I think.
I don't even want to.
You know, Mike is being funny, but that's okay, because guess what? I think I'm going to take some swim lessons this summer, and that probably is a great way to relieve stress, because swimming is a very hard kind of, you know, you can't think about anything else that's going on.
Well, Carmen,
within yourself.
Oh, great exercise.
We know that you like to spend a lot of time in the Caribbean. I like to spend a lot of time on beaches.
Traveling, yes.
Yes. And anytime I go somewhere, I don't care whether it's Bermuda or Hawaii or Cancun or Barbados or whatever, like, I always put 1 or 2 days on the beach.
And you know what?
The whole day.
Yes.
From like 9 to 5.
So last year, I went to Cayman for my birthday. Mm-hmm. I spent the entire 7 days on the beach.
What?
I laid there. It's every day. on the beach. Okay, I was sleeping. I slept for like 2 hours on the beach.
I can do it for 1 or 2 days.
So
music, have a book, read a book, take a nap, go swimming, come back, eat. You know, I have a whole
So this is like an advertisement for Cayman Guys. Anytime you want to relax and just hear the water, take a trip to Cayman. There's nobody harassing you about buying anything. It is just so quiet. You can just hear a pin drop. Mm-hmm. You lay there and you could sleep for hours.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
uninterrupted.
It is the most beautiful thing ever. Yeah. So that's what I did last year. And yes, I did.
The only thing you
myself.
Hear is the water and maybe water. Some people walking by speaking other languages.
Yes.
Let's not shame for the people who cannot. Just afford to get up and go to Cayman. Lay on your couch or in your bed. Turn on the YouTube. You can listen to music and relaxation.
That's right.
Literally,
that's
use
right.
your imagination to that's carry right. you out of your current situation. Just mentally that's go right. somewhere else. It works. Okay.
Yeah, yes. She's telling the truth.
No, remind me to Shantae to buy you a ticket to Bermuda.
Absolutely, so, I will take that.
Shantae, you want to share some of your tips on what you do to relieve your stress and.
Yep, so just really just what I said, some relaxing music.
I think
music.
She just told us just
yeah,
now.
No. Some okay. no music. Honestly, I love being around positive people, and just kind of having those conversations with them and getting other people's perspectives. I would also say creating goals to me is very important to reduce stress, because now you have something that you can focus on, like some serious obtainable goals, something that'll keep you focused on the end result. And I guess a preface to that would be knowing your purpose is super important, because you ultimately have something to look forward to, and once you know that for sure, none of the little trivial stuff will really impact you as much as when you don't know where you're going. That's just a stressful situation within itself. So know who you are and know where you're going.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap up, but just to let you guys know the importance of lowering your stress is always make sure you connect with others. Don't stay to yourself. Listen to music. Social support groups are the greatest. Take control of your life by letting yourself go. Get rid of toxic people. If people yes. are in your life that's yes. creating you to be
that's
stressed,
right
then you
there.
Need to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Family. Don't
make time for yourself and hobbies. And get your physical exam yearly. You should go to the doctor at least once a year. Don't forget, heart attack is out there, and blood pressure, high blood pressure will creep up on mm-hmm. you in the middle of the night when you're sleeping.
Yes.
So take care of yourself. Seek counseling, and guys, you have something to say?
Doing this podcast reduced my stress already. I mean, just talking about those things has helped me this morning already. So this was fun. This was a fun podcast.
And love each other and enjoy life together. Don't let life enjoy you. Take control of life.
Nice to have Shantae on the panel
Thank
with
you.
Us yes. today. This has been fun.
For joining
this was very
us.
Fun.
Thank you.
I hope
you
she doesn't
us.
Replace me. She's good. I'm like, God.
She is.
I didn't
you know,
I
have to
you.
Think about it.
I know.
But thank you guys for joining thank us you. On The Come Up, where we help to take you to the top of your game. Today is just about life. So enjoy life, enjoy time, and love yourself first before you love others. Thanks again for joining us on The Come Up, Top of Your Game.